On the topic of connecting into a single tent, excerpt number one from Zohar for All. All ten are as organs of one body in which the Shekhinah is present. For the Creator made man at once and established all his organs together. Again.
Dudi.
Excerpt number two, Rabash writes, our sages said, in every ten there is Shekhinah. It is known that Malchut is called the tenth. It is also known that the receiving Kli is also called the Sfira of Malchut, who is the tenth Sfira, receiving the upper abundance. She is called the will to receive, and all the creatures extend only from her. For this reason, a congregation is no less than ten, since all the corporeal branches extend from the upper roots. Therefore, according to the rule, there is no light that does not have ten sefirot. In corporeality, something is not considered a congregation that could be regarded as important unless there are ten men there, such as the upper degrees.
That means there must
be. Excerpt number three, Rabash writes, a sacred audience, we are referring to a number of individuals who have gathered and formed a unit. Afterwards, a head is appointed to the audience, etc. And this is called a minyan, a quorum, or a congregation. At least 10 people must be present, and then it is possible to say Kdusha in the prayer at the service. And the Zohar says about it, wherever there are 10, the Shekhinah dwells. And this means that in a place where there are 10 men, there is a place for the dwelling of the Shekhinah.
That means, Dudi.
Excerpt number four. One who truly wants to serve the Creator must include himself with all creations and connect himself with all the souls and include himself with them and they with him. That is, you should leave for yourself only what is needed for connecting the Shekhinah, so to speak. And this requires closeness in many people, for the more people serve the Creator, the more the light of the Shekhinah appears to them. For this reason, one must include himself with all the people and with all creations and raise everything to their root, to the correction of the Shekhinah. Again, one who truly wants to serve the Creator must include himself with all creations and connect himself with all the souls and include himself with them and they with him. That is, you should leave for yourself only what is needed for connecting the Shekhinah, so to speak. This requires closeness and many people. For the more people serve the Creator, the more the light of the Shekhinah appears to them. For this reason, one must include himself with all the people and with all creations and raise everything to their root, to the correction of the Shekhinah. The group gives an example.
Yes, Dudi.
Except number five, the essence of the assembly is for everyone to be in one unity and for all to seek but one purpose, to find the Creator. And in every ten, there is the Shekhinah. Clearly, if there are more than ten, then there is more revelation of the Shekhinah. Thus, each one should assemble with his friend and come to him to hear from him a word about the work of the Creator and how to find the Creator. and he should annul before his friend, and his friend should do the same toward him, and so should everyone do. Then, when the assembly is with this intention, then more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to nurse. And the Creator approaches them, and He is with them, and therefore all the salvations and all the blessings and all the good bestowal opens to them from the source of mercy.
Six.
The ascension of the soul in its completeness is mainly when all the souls merge and become one. Again, the ascension of the soul and its completeness is mainly when all the souls merge and become one. For then they arise to the Kedusha, holiness, since holiness is one. Therefore, the prayer, which is regarded as the soul, depends primarily on the unity of souls. For this reason, prior to the prayer, he must it's impossible to say the words of the prayer unless through peace, when we unite with all the souls of Israel. For this reason, the prayer is mainly in public and not alone, so that one will not be separated and alone, as this is the opposite of Kedusha. Rather, we must only unite the holy congregation together and become one.
Meaning the main thing is quote number 7 from Zohar. There is not an organ in a man's body that does not have a corresponding creation in the world. This is so because as man's body divides into organs, and they all stand degree over degree, established one atop the other, and are all one body. Similarly, the world, meaning all creations in the world, are many organs standing atop one the other, and they are all one body. Number 8. By the Ramchal, to be complete, all the souls must connect in her and become one in her. At that time, the Shekhinah shines in a great correction. And then, you are beautiful, my wife, and no flaw is left, since by the power of mutual responsibility, each one corrects for the other, and you will find that everything is corrected. Again.
Become a complete body.
Quote number 9, Bala Sulam. You should know that there are many sparks of holiness in each one in the group. When you assemble all the sparks of holiness to one place, as brothers, with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high level of holiness for a while, from the light of life. Again.
10, Dudi.
Quote number 10 and last one by Bala Sulam. The sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual. For one depends on the other. At that time, he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as appeared in Adam Rishon. Again, number